Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred P Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm in company of Geza Morksani, actor in the film by Indico and Yedi in competition era at the Berlinale on Body and Soul. Geza, would you describe your character for us?
You know, I'm not an actor, so for the first time, it was the first time in my professional life that when coming into contact with a text, with a literal, an artistic text, I didn't want to read it close, as I usually read when I'm a publisher. I read close, with close reading, the novels, the manuscripts. The same goes when I'm working in the theater, when I'm reading theater plays. This time I was just trying to get a general impression of the whole thing, and I realized that also that although this character is far from my private conditions, which in my case did have some importance, it is also very very complicated one, in the sense that he has to face loneliness with some self-irony, and he has to, and although he wants to find some way out, he's not desperate, at least on the surface. He still does have, in spite of his loneliness, he still does have those free possibilities for connection with other people, although it is he wants to keep them with as minimal risk as possible. And as it usually happens in life, there are certain cases when you can't follow your schedule, your planned schedule, you can't follow your principles, you can't say to certain things, you can't say no, because you feel that both your body and both your soul is pushing you in one direction, and then you have to say it in you have to face it in one way or another. And I think this guy remains on a, almost till the very end, remains on a very subdued level. That's why I thought, when thinking about it myself, that since there don't have to be such burning passions during the story, I thought Ildikó might be right and might be able to play it. With the final, decision and the final outburst, it was something I thought I could I can understand that, so I felt it a very kind character, and that's why I could, in spite of every difference, I could feel some sympathetic feelings towards this guy.
One of the things that I really liked is that sometimes in movies there's this need for strong endings and strong turning points, even if in life it wouldn't couldn't happen this way. This ending, the fact that they change their own way and with their limits, it felt very truthful to me.
I'm glad that you say this, because in my heart, when going through all this process, I also thought that it's all right. This is the right kind of ending. It doesn't promise, I think, it doesn't promise, because it shouldn't promise too much. Because, as you said, life is not the type of thing which promises us too much. Sometimes it leaves small doors open and small possibilities or delicate possibilities. And I think these two persons, this girl and this guy, are lucky enough to be able to make one final step at the end, or at least I think it's the guy who is luckier to make this one step, because because after a while the girl is constantly doing another and another and another step towards the guy, and somehow it's very heartwarming that at a certain point they can meet, and it's I think this this shows the sense of proportion, his her artistic taste of Ildikó Enyedi, that she found a point where it's not too sugary either, not too bitter either. As you said, it's like real life, which could be very heartwarming to watch.
Thank you, Geza Moaksani, for being here with us and talking about On Body and Soul by Ildikó Enyedi, screening here in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.